Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still
That's Terry Stafford. I know it sounds like Elvis, but it's not. Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Doug Barry. We're talking about one of my favorite topics. It's going to continue to be. It may become my favorite topic of all topics, Doug. By the way, Doug is Deputy Director of the Communication and Digital Initiative at the Department of Commerce. How did I do, Doug?
That's a mouthful, but you did great.
All right. So, but basically, all you got to remember, folks, is export.
Export.gov and cross-border e-commerce. If you're not doing it now, get started. We can help you.
Yeah, they will help you too, by the way, folks. And you've already paid for it with your tax dollars. They do a good job of that. And in fact, in my opinion, probably I've said this before, Doug. I say it when you're not here. The Department of Commerce is the best value for our tax dollars of any organization, I think.
Well, thank you very much.
Other than the military, I'm going to say that.
I'm blushing in my pajamas here because it's still early, Washington D.C. time.
So, Doug, I'm excited about the increase in opportunity for small businesses to do business overseas. What about the customs issues for doing business around the country, around the world?
They're actually improving in the last number of years. A lot of countries are developing this single window program where you basically have one set of documents and one place where it was sort of a one-stop shop, and we're adopting something similar. So don't let the customs issues discourage you. The good news is that when you're using some of the big shipping companies like FedEx, UPS, DHL, and so forth,
right,
they have people who will help you do all of this. And they are customs brokers, so they're right there with the pointy-headed bureaucrat in whatever country the goods are moving through to make sure that there aren't any hang-ups and it gets through. And I think, you know,
there's no way to know what if I'm going to send you a product to Washington D.C., then I can calculate that and I can give you an estimate, an automatic estimate on my computer, on my website, to so you'll know how much your freight's going to be. Maybe I even throw it in because I'm able to calculate that reasonably and make it easy for you. But if you're ordering something from me from Azerbaijan, how do I do that?
If you're in Azerbaijan, you would do just the same as the Azerbaijanis would when they're buying something from the United States.
But if they're buying from me and I'm shipping it to them, my point is do I say, okay, I'll have to let you know what the freight's going to cost? I got to check on that?
You would check with your, I mean, first of all, you would select a shipping company that you're comfortable with based on their rates and their customer service. Then you would probably also give them an additional option, a less expensive one, which is the U.S. Postal Service, which ships everywhere in the world. And it has to be less than 70 pounds, so they're not suited for larger shipments, pallets and so forth. But if you're just doing a consumer item that is less than 70 pounds, sold via your website, you can use the postal service, and it's about two-thirds less expensive. And so the Azerbaijan buyer might not be flush with cash.
How do I know how much the postal service?
They'll tell you. They have a website.
What I'm saying, though, is I can't have it automatic. I can't wrap up the transaction when the customer says I'll take it. They won't know how much it's going to be until I find out that if somebody from Azerbaijan wants my product, and then I contact the postal service.
Yes, that's correct.
It's a little bit of an extra step. That's the main thing I want to let people know.
Yeah, it's an extra step.
But folks, if you get into the rhythm of it, if you get used to it, you start doing it, it's just like adding another element to your business. It's good business.
Exactly. And you know what's happened in the last 5 or 6 years? A whole other industry has cropped up, and maybe you've talked about it on your show, and it's called the third-party logistics provider.
Yep.
And these companies will do all of that for you. Yes, there's a cost to it. So you want to sell products that have good profit margins because there will be cost. But they will store it for you. They will pick and pack it for you. They will find a great rate for you, and they'll do all of that. You don't have to do any of it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Doug, this has been great, as always. You're always we always get smarter when you join us, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim, and to your customers, I would say, or your listeners, I would say, give us a call, email me, doug.barry@trade.gov, and let's have a conversation about how we can get you going in e-commerce.
He really means that, folks. They really will help you, and there are other folks in the organization that will do that, too. Export.gov, don't forget that. Hey, Doug, come back soon. See you later.
Happy to do it, Jim. Take care.
Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.